Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning and happy birthday, Blackhawks coach Jeremy Colleton. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you celebrating today?
Going to Ottawa.
Work. He's working. Nice game Saturday night.
Yeah, no, we played well. Did what we had to do. It was a big game for us to finish the homestand, and I thought the guys responded.
Well, I would imagine your birthday is you usually either are preparing for a game or you have a game. So I don't think this is very unusual for you. But
no.
Let's go back to Saturday. Dominic Kubalik, a couple of goals for you, 16 goals now in his rookie season. Where's the ceiling for him, Jeremy? How good does this guy have a chance to be?
Yeah, well, I think he's shown over the past few weeks what he's capable of. And, you know, finding that consistency, being able to do it, you know, day after day for the whole season, that's the challenge. But he's going to the net. He's shooting the puck. He's skating well. That's a big part of, you know, why he's putting the puck in the net. And just nice to see him be rewarded when he does good things. Hopefully he can continue.
Has he been a little surprising to you, or did you guys really not know quite what to expect this season?
Yeah, I think you see the raw material there. He can shoot the puck really well. He's a good skater, very good work ethic. He's shown flashes throughout the year. And, you know, it is that finding a way to bring it every night. That's the question. You know, can he do it? It's his first year playing, you know, this type of schedule. And obviously this level, it's taxing. It's demanding, not just physically, but primarily mentally. So pretty pleased with how he's, you know, performed. And it'll be a challenge here in the last few months. Can he keep that level? Can he maintain the attention to detail and the energy that's needed to play really well? But he's doing it for us right now.
Jeremy, any night now, Patrick Kane is going to reach career point number 1,000. How is he looking at it? Is he psyched up about this? Is he nervous about this?
I doubt he's nervous. I'm sure he wants to get it done. It's an accomplishment. It's a big deal, and I'm sure there's a lot of pride there. But you wouldn't know it. He acts the same. He wants to make a difference for the team. He wants to make a difference in the game. He wants to be the guy to come through to help us win. That's how he approaches you know, every day. So there's that in that. There's no difference there, but you know, I'm sure inside he's well aware where he's at and just wants to get it done.
Yeah, there have been fewer than 100 players in NHL history who've reached that number, and if you consider the history of the league and as many years there has been National Hockey League play, it is pretty remarkable.
And how much hockey he's got left to play still.
Yeah, that's another part of it. Jeremy, what about the overall health now? You got Robin Leonard back. He'd missed a few games. He came back and played the other night. Strome's been out a little bit, although word is that he was getting healthier. How's it looking for those guys and the others who've been out?
Yeah, good to get Robin back. And you know, as far as exact timeline on guys like Strom and Saad, I don't know, but I think we are going to get healthier here in the next week or so, you know, coming up to the break, and certainly once we get back from the break. So that'll be good. That'll add some depth, more competition for ice, and, you know, that the time with those guys away, some other guys have stepped forward and perform well and shown that they can help us. And sometimes that's what you get in those situations where there's opportunity and some guys step into that void and show they can help, and that's only good for your group long term.
Coach, can I ask you a dumb guy question? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not that dumb. Let's hear it.
I was at the game Saturday night with the family, had a great time, and of course it was fun to be at a win like that. how do the guys know, you know, you're seeing the guys go in and out, in and out. How does everybody know what their role is? How does everybody know when they're coming out, when they're going in? How does that actually work?
Like as far as the lineup?
Yeah.
Yeah, so typically when a player is first going to come out of the lineup, I try to catch them before they see the lineup. Just sometimes it's a bit of a shock and you want to have a conversation with them and, you know, let them know what's happening. And then maybe we're going to look at some clips or video or, you know, whatever it may be, just to give them feedback on why and what's expected of them. And then after that, you know, if they're going to stay out, you know, someone might bump into them to have a further conversation, but at some point it's like you don't want to just rehash it over and over. So if they're going to sit out multiple games in a row, you know, you kind of pick your spots as far as when you're going to talk to them again, making sure that they know why, and obviously they have the option to seek you out if they want more feedback. But that's kind of how it works. And then as far as when they're going to go back in, we try to give them a heads up. Hey, like, get ready to play. You're probably going to go back in next game. And then obviously we post the lineup every morning. And guys have an idea, though. You kind of have a bit, you know, you know the ebb and flow of things. And when you're kind of in that position, it's just part of your daily routine. You know, you're kind of on the bubble.
But I mean, during the game itself.
Like line changes?
Yeah, uh-huh. Right, exactly. How does that work?
Right, so we just, up front and on the back too, it's, you call their name. The play is going on and, you know, it's, okay, Taser's up, you know, so that his line knows that they're going. And if you're going to mix the lines up, then you say all three names. So then it's like, you know, if it's go Taves, Kane, Kubi, you know, so Taves, Kane, Kubalik, they're going to go next. And then, you know, if you stick with that combo for a few shifts, then you can go back to saying, okay, Taze is going, Taser's up. And so that's how they know. And it's loud in there sometimes, so you got to repeat yourself every once in a while. And if they didn't hear the call, then they'll say, who's up? You know, do we have a call? And then the guys are helping on the bench and making sure everyone's on the same page.
Thank you. I feel smarter now. I appreciate that.
All right, so three straight on the road. You start in Ottawa. They've been having their struggles lately, but these are road tests. And for whatever reason, sometimes these road trips seem to bring out the best. Have you sensed that your team has, maybe it's a little galvanizing to get out on the road together, and this could be a good thing for this team?
Yeah, we've been a good road team, and I think part of it is just the approach, knowing that you're going to have to really bear down to compete in another team's rink. You can't just show up and think it's going to happen, and that's the case at home too, but I think it's we seem to be more aware of that. That's what we need, willing to grind, willing to play a patient game, defend hard, and that's been enough for us to get wins. We've got some really good goaltending. The special teams has been better on the road. And, you know, from a team perspective, it's good to get out there. And the guys spend extra time together. And it's good for the group.
Jeremy Colleton, happy 35. Be a good present to get a win again coming up tomorrow night, I know. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll talk to you down the road.